Welcome again to Interop Bridges TV. I'm Craig Kitterman with Microsoft. Today I'm going to show you how to install Drupal 7 on the cloud on Windows Azure using the new Windows Azure App Companion tool. The App Companion tool gives you a very simple and straightforward way with just a few clicks and some minor configuration file edits to actually get an application quickly up and running on Windows Azure for, you know, testing and development purposes. So with that, let's go ahead and go out to the MSDN Code Gallery and get the Windows Azure App Companions tool and start configuring it. So this is out on the, again, the Windows Azure Companion site on the MSDN Code Gallery, and let's go ahead and download the tool, which allows us to bootstrap these applications. And I'm just going to grab the small VM zip archive here. And I'm just going to extract this to a folder on my local machine. Let's call it Azure Companion. Now, before we can go and install this bootstrapping tool into our Windows Azure account, we need to make a few minor modifications to the configuration file. So I'm just going to go ahead and pop open the CSCFG, the Cloud Service Configuration file, in Visual Studio, to make those edits. Now you can edit in any text editor of your choice. It's just an XML file. The first thing we need to look at here is the storage account. This is the storage account that the Bootstrapper tool will actually use for persisting data as the file system. And so we can go out to our Windows Azure Developer Portal and find our storage account that we'd like to use. In this case, let's use the account called Companion Storage. And we need to grab the primary access key and copy that into the clipboard so we can go ahead and dump that into the config file. So I'm just going to copy to clipboard and pop back over here to my config file and put in the storage account name and the storage account key. We just paste that in. And then I'm just going to create an admin username and password. I'm just going to use admin. This is for, again, the actual logging into the tool to bootstrap applications. And last but not least, I want to put a product list XML feed URL in there. The products list XML feed is effectively just a list of installable applications that can be installed easily using this companion tool. The list of applications contains information about each application, including where to actually download the tarballs or the zip archives or the installation bits, how to extract and install those things, as well as any relevant dependencies. So I'm going to go ahead and use a feed that has been published by a blogger in Belgium, a friend of ours, Martin Ballyu, with our partner Real Dolman. There's many other feeds that are out there on the web. You can create your own feed with your own list of applications inside. And you can find links to some feeds that are out there from the Interop blog. So let's go ahead and use the feed that Martin is sharing on his blog, because I know it has a Drupal 7 install in there. And let me grab that and paste it in. And now we can save our config file and go ahead and upload the Azure Companion tool to our developer portal so we can start the application. So I'm going to go create a new hosted service because I don't have any set up here on my Windows Azure account. And we'll just call it Drupal Companion install demo. How about Drupal demo 999, because I know that URL is going to be available. And pick a data center of your choice. And let's go ahead and deploy to production. The deployment name doesn't really matter. We'll just call it deployment 01. And I'll go ahead and upload the cloud service file that we downloaded. That we didn't need to make any changes to that, by the way. And then we'll upload the config file that we did edit. and click OK. And Windows Azure is going to go ahead and take those cloud service files and start to spin up the virtual machines to run those. Now, I've gone ahead and sped up the process here a little bit because this can take up to 10 minutes to get the virtual machines configured, as well as the startup script for the Windows Azure Companion executed, which creates all the relevant scaffolding for installing these Bootstrap applications. So this will run for just a moment. And once we hit a ready state, all I need to do is click on the URL associated with my my instance. But I need to actually add also the port designator 8080, because the admin UI for this tool to actually install applications on is hanging off of port 8080, not just the standard port 80. So let's go ahead and just append port 8080 to the URL, and we should get our administration UI. So here's the Windows Azure Companion tool running as a web site inside your Windows Azure account. And now if we want to install applications, all we need to do is go to the Applications tab and log in with the URL we put in our config file, which in this case is admin. You probably want to select something more secure in a real scenario. And we want to install Drupal in this case, so I will just select Drupal. And I'd also like to install PHP MyAdmin, which gets selected by default. This will allow us to administer our MySQL database, and the Explorer File Manager in case I want to manipulate files in the file system through the browser. So I click Next, and it's going to take me and show me the relevant dependencies for each of those files, which again were defined by the XML feed file that we put in our config file. You'll see here I also have choices in terms of the PHP runtime version I want to use, the root password for my MySQL instance once it gets installed. You probably want to change that as well, but we'll just keep the default for this. And once I also I'm going to use the pararchive tar, which allows me to actually extract tarballs to install them. So once I accept, the installation process begins. Now I've gone ahead and sped this up a little bit as well. This can take, it usually only takes a couple of minutes. And what you'll see here is a log that's being written out to the browser, so you can see actually each step in the installation process. It's downloading the bits, it's extracting them, it's installing them in the file system. The file system itself is being written to an X drive, which is stored in a cloud blob, in a Windows Azure blob. And all of that's being done right here before your eyes. There's no magic to it. And once we're done, we can actually come back and just click Launch to get to our Drupal instance. And voila, here's Drupal. But before we do that, we need to actually go create our database. So let's go into PHP MyAdmin and log in with root and our super secure admin password. And I'm just going to go ahead and create a new database. Let's call it Drupal 7. And that's done. So now we can go finish our Drupal installation configuration. So we'll pop back over and just click on Launch, and you'll see here that this is basically our Drupal demo 999.cloudapp.net/Drupal, and we can just click through the standard configuration and initialization screens here. Database we just created is called Drupal 7, and we'll just go ahead and use the root login for now. Again, you probably would like to do something a little more secure and create a separate user for that, but this is a demo. So don't try this at home. And once that connection is established, we should be able to start installing all of the module components. Here we go. So the default module installation is complete, so let's figure out the rest of the site of information here. I need to put in an email address. And account information for a site maintenance account. Set our locale to US. And for this demo, I don't need any notifications since it's a bogus email anyway. And there you have it. Congratulations, you've installed Drupal. So let's go look at our Drupal site. And voila, here is our vanilla Drupal site, drupaldemo999.cloudapp.net. Now, there's one more piece of configuration that should be done at this point. Basically, the Drupal 7 build for Windows has a bit of a small bug in it. And so if we go ahead and go to the configuration screen, you'll see here that there is an error at the top. It says one or more problems were discovered with your Drupal installation. This is a result of the paths in the file system configuration. So let's go ahead and go down to the file system screen under media and configure our file system paths appropriately. Oops. Now notice when this loads that the slashes are going forward. Unfortunately, Windows doesn't look favorably upon forward-leaning slashes, so we need to Windowsify these paths with rear-leaning slashes or backslashes and save the configuration. And once that saves, when we get back to the configuration screen, you'll see that error is gone. So our file system problem is resolved. And your Drupal installation is ready. If we go back to the config screen now, sorry. Everything is okay, no error, and the instance is ready to use. So this is a quick and dirty demo for using the Windows Azure App Companion tool to install Drupal for testing and seeing how your installation, how your application, how your site's going to behave on the cloud. And I look forward to your comments and feedback.